Second date update, where we try to figure out exactly what went wrong on your date. It's kind of like looking at tapes afterwards of a sporting event. Maybe a
replay, instant replay.
I don't know why I try to talk sports with the two of you.
I don't know why either, and yet you try every day.
I know. And today we're going to help out Anthony. Hey, Anthony.
Hey.
What's up? Give us some of the details. Let's see how we can help you today.
Okay, so I've known Marin. Marin is her name.
Okay.
For a really long time. We've been friends since high school, like freshman year.
Wow.
And now we're both at UVU.
Okay.
And we're juniors at UVU. And recently we've become more than friends.
Okay, I like this. So you planted the seed a long time ago. You've cultivated this relationship.
Sounds like a rom-com.
You finally have, gotten together. You've seen each other's past. You know it well. And so you're going from there.
Yeah. And so I recently invited her over to my family's house for dinner. And I wanted to make it, like, official for the family. Like, that sounds weird, but she's really been a part of my life, you know, for a long time. My parents know her. So I was, like, really excited about it.
Okay.
And that was the last time we talked. She won't let me into her apartment. She won't answer my calls.
Oh.
I mean, she and my mom, they got into a little fight at dinner because Marin, she wants to pursue modeling. And my mom doesn't really think that's a good idea. But I don't think that's why she wouldn't be calling me back.
Dude.
Obviously, you guys are close in the sense that if mom's sharing these opinions with her, you can tell already that this is like an old family friend.
Right.
Yeah.
You would think or at least hope that if it was like a first date where, you know, first time meeting, mom might be cooler.
No. Not when it's a longtime family friend. You don't have to anymore.
Right, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Those walls are
gone.
Yeah. That's probably when mom feels more comfortable to tell you her opinion.
Her opinion.
Yeah.
But maybe she might even feel like mom to Marin.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's a long time.
She's really strong-willed, my mom, and really opinionated. But Marin knows this, you know, so I don't know. I don't think that's...
So the fight happened and that was it, huh? And like she's just...
the fight happened and then it kind of like blew over and then we had like a nice rest of the evening.
Huh. Well, maybe Marin was just swallowing it and being like, I don't ever want to see, you know, Anthony's mom again or your mom again, or maybe that's what it is. But, well, why don't we do this? Let's get Marin's phone number from you, and we'll call her up, and we'll see if she'll share with us the reasons why she's not calling you back.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Are you up?
Mix 105.1 Morning.
We can talk.
With John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Morning.
Mix 105.1.
It's your second date update, helping out Anthony, who he and Marin actually have been friends for a really long time. Met back, I think Anthony said, freshman year of high school. They're now juniors over at UVU. And finally, after all that friendship, they have moved from friends to more than friends. They're dating. And they went over to Anthony's house to kind of see the family and make the big announcement. And obviously, the family has known Marin for quite some time. And so Anthony's mom had no problem telling Marin that she shouldn't be a model. That is too hard of a business. And
that's fair.
And it seems like there was a fight that happened at that point in time.
Mm.
Anthony, did I get all that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The long and short of it.
Perfect. Well, we have Marin on, so I'm going to pick up with her, but don't say a word, okay?
Okay.
Marin, good morning.
Oh, hi. Good morning.
The reason why we're calling is that you have been friends with Anthony for such a long time. And Anthony actually reached out to us because all of a sudden you guys started this relationship and now you're not calling him back. And we want to make sure that, you know, the friendship's not ruined off of this tiny little relationship that you guys kind of just started. So I'm hoping we can talk about it and maybe what exactly happened at Anthony's family's house and why you're not calling him back?
If he doesn't know already, like, it should be a no-brainer that he doesn't know why I don't want to talk to him.
Well, to be honest, like, I mean, we did hear about the fight with you and Anthony's mom, so, I mean, we understand that.
No, I never got into a fight with his mom. I got into a fight with him.
What?
Oh, that's weird because we had heard like that his mom kind of was the one who had. Will you kind of walk us through, I guess, what happened?
No, So, like, I was in the bathroom, and, well, first of all, Anthony's mom has always been a lot, just, like, a lot to deal with, and I've been used to that, and I kind of just, like, bite my tongue and just deal with her. But then I went into the bathroom, and I heard Anthony saying, oh, you know, she wants to be a model, and his mom was like, her, with that face, she'd be lucky to be a flight attendant. So,
no.
Like, obviously, that's my feeling.
Well, yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, that was already, like, just really mortifying. And but then the thing that really got me was I told Anthony about it. And, you know, in private, we had a word, and he was like, get over it. You know, that's just who she is. He didn't even stand up. Like, he didn't even say anything to his mom, first of all. And then he didn't try to console me in any way. He was just like, get over it. Like, wow, that's so supportive of him. And then I just didn't say anything after that. Like, shut up and, like, just pretended to enjoy dinner, and then I just went home, and I was like, and my decision was already made. I just don't want to talk to him.
Yeah,
I would imagine so.
And I know you haven't talked to him until now, because he's actually on the other line. Anthony, you really told Marin to get over it when, you know, your mom insulted her like that?
I didn't tell her to, like, get over it. I think what I remember telling her was that, you know, if you want to be a model, then you kind of have to have thick skin about this stuff. Like, that this is, like, it's a lifetime of criticism and people, like, looking at your flaws, right? I mean.
No, you didn't say it like that. No, you literally said, get over it. Like, that is what you said. I know, because I played it, like, 1,000 times in my head afterwards. Maybe you also. No, you're just saying that because you're trying to find excuses. I know what you said, and that is what you meant.
I will say, in Anthony's defense, I've been there where I have said one thing, but to me, it meant a much more eloquent thing than what I am saying.
Than what your literal words
right,
are.
Exactly. Yeah.
John knows that on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah.
John has foot-in-mouth disease.
I live
really
with my foot in my mouth.
Bad.
Yeah.
Look, I'm really sorry, Marin. I didn't mean to hurt you, and I know my mom didn't either. Like, she loves you.
I don't think, no, your mom, like, I, look, and it's not even about your mom. It's about, like, your reaction to me telling you this, and instead of being like, oh, babe, you know, don't worry about that, you're beautiful, or something like that, it was just, you were trying to defend your mom and telling me, like, oh, I shouldn't even be feeling that, when that's completely insensitive. And I just, like, I don't want to be dating someone and take things to the next level with someone who's so insensitive and won't even, like, you didn't even stand up for me when you were in private. You didn't even say, like, mom, she's gorgeous. Like, no, it's just like you believed her.
You're obviously angry and hurt, and we hear you on that. Let me ask you this. I mean, Anthony, I don't think Anthony even realized, from talking to him, I don't think he realized what he had said. I'm not saying it's right, but I'm just saying from his point of view. So, I mean, would you be willing to go out on another date with him? I mean, you guys have been friends for a really long time. We'll pay for it. You guys can kind of start anew, start fresh?
I just feel like he was someone who's going to stand up for me and who's going to make me feel like I'm beautiful.
You want your Edward Cullen.